Okay.
Can you tell what's up? So what do you guys recommend, leaving it out or leaving it in? I brought you here for what is it? I told you, 17 cents. 17 cents. Don't you agree? Contracted services are operating, it's in our budget. That's our operating budget. So it's 17 cents. So write that up in a memo. This is our operating cost. These are all contracted services that do transit. And our admin cost us 17 cents. She got on my case because I should have to. I said I could tell you this, that because it's just the federal government from the DOT spreadsheet. She can print whatever she wants. I am a customer. We tell her whatever we're going to tell her, she's going to print whatever she wants. Try to keep her up, whatever she wants. Okay, can you guys write me up something like that so I could get to distribute to Councilor Boucher? Okay. Yep, no worry. I'm not going to get to the paper tonight. They can write whatever they want to write. I can point out. They're going to. Okay. But we'll have it for tomorrow, and we'll get it out on our time, on their. Okay. I just don't want you to be frontline out there. Because that's why I left the building. I thought you were leaving too. That's why I left the building. Look how much time you spent with Kira. What did that help? She sent it all the trash anyway. What is me talking to Sager going to help? What is going to help?
She's making a record.
She said
the message was that she's writing the story tonight. She would like the information tonight because she's writing the story.
No, records request is 15 days. We'll have it to her within 15 days. Records request is 15. Better make a formal public information request. Don't call her back. Better make a formal record to the
which was my email. He put it in writing. and we'll get this. We're happy to get this information to you. That's what I said.
And so we'll reply back saying, director's information is whatever. I don't know if it's 3 days or 10 days or 15 days. I think I'm making up days. But if it's 15 days, say, now we've got your request and we will get it to you within the deadline, which is on that day, 15 days. I'm tired of the way that they're treating us. I'm tired. She's going to print whatever she wants to print anyway. I don't have that information to give her. Kelly and I were just, it's 17 cents. It's 17 cents. So then you write a press release on positive press release. Whatever we give them is not going to be positive. How long did we work with Kira? How long?
I know. And a press release, they can choose to print it, just like the editorial, they can choose to print it or not print it.
They'll come back on the 17th gladly and say, Counselor Boucher, here is the answers to your questions. I'm not going to answer Pedro's. I don't report to her. I'll say Boucher, it is $7. Our operating budget is this. Our admin costs are this. We spend 17 cents on the dollar. Our ridership, I'll have Linda write a memo how she calculates ridership. What does she want to know in ridership?
She wants to know how it's calculated. That's what she wants to know and how it's verified.
Okay, so I'll have Linda write up the policy on how she does it. Not by the night. Not, how can we do that by tonight?
I'm just sharing the message.
I know.
That's all.
But I'm talking about me doing that by tonight. I guess you don't understand how sick tired.
Well,
6 years.
I hear it. I hear it. I see it on you.
Enough. Now, let's let the person go with it. But you shouldn't be frontline right there after, so they can't making yourself available for that. So probably you shouldn't come to the office. Now they're going to target you. That's why I left the building.
And you don't have to
return
it. You're not available.
Yeah, so now that they know who you are, I'll just you can watch it on TV and take notes. But, now they'll just go to charge it here.
Are they going to ask for information anyway? I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying. Whatever you choose.
The less their foolishness.
Well, Boucher and Albert have always put their view on what if. It's not even just this. What if?
I know.
Years and years. And they're of the same mindset.
Yep. I'm glad that the mayor said it's just.
And I only got half. I wrote what I could get from him, but I only heard half of what he said.
Why are you taking minutes?
Huh?
Why are you taking minutes?
Because, you know, like quotes later on, I write. That's what I do. I write. It's easy for me. I don't know. Later on, you know, do you remember? And you'll ask me sometimes, do you remember that quote I said? Which one? And then I can go back and kind of drop in my
memory.
Should be able to.
And it's online? The disc is online?
Well, they didn't post them the last time very quickly. Like, it was still a week later. They didn't have it online.
The minutes or the video?
Transcript or video, I think. I looked for the video.
Yeah, they have the videos. Something urgent. They have them on video. And it is live. That he feels that the CAB, Trans Advisory Board, should stay, and maybe they can help the RPA process the way the RPA has to go to the first hand. But he says, I will not allow board members or advisory members to disrespect our elected officials. Yeah? And I think he's going to handle
that. I heard he's
firing her on firing. Carol was there, right? So she heard that. So good.
And I have it noted that for the next meeting we need to invite him.
public comment. I thought it was something more of a packed house. I didn't see everybody was stuck there. I couldn't tell
you. It was your Carol Raymond, your what's his face? With that.
Those
poor little kids. Yeah, poor little kids. Were those the kids? Those weren't the same kids that met with Jack the other night, were they? For the other day in the office? I'm not returning.
She can quote Sullivan. No French.
Oh, then I was looking at my notes. I put, old man next to you is Sullivan. I'm looking over because that's the way you said he was going to sabotage the RTD.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I told me that the other day.
More about what happened. RBA meeting. Also, the students were looking for, and everything is all that. Our special one is I caught up with the guest meeting to ask
your deadline's not my fault. What, now she wants me to get a hold of Tony's stuff. That's not my fault.
But this wasn't really your meeting either.
Yeah.
You didn't play on.
Yeah. Tony's stuff, he's been consulted. I gave him, I'm not going to give her his cell number. I think she needs his I gave her your cell number. Tell your wife not to give her your cell number. I'm not going to give out your cell number, Tony.
Anywhere she's resourceful is probably online anyway. I was able to get a hold of that editorial lady this morning, so if you're resourceful.
Exactly. Go for last meeting. I'm so glad they got
I think what's really annoying is that the questions they ask, you have previously addressed the need of RPA meetings, RTD board meetings, or orientations for the board members. Like, you know, Shay has this, she puts them out because she puts them walks around during meetings. Why don't you stay and pay attention to what it is that people are talking about? You might learn, and they
what don't you trust about us? And what have we been trying to stand on?
Ms. Major.
She was my executive director with myself. I used to work.
Not anymore!
No?
That's gone on your, what, comp time or vacation leave?
Oh, your deadline number. I don't care anymore. I damn my
feet. I've been there. We've done it like that. They've had it within, we haven't like lingered on or.
Well, that Whitney could get a hold of me. That's part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to interpret something on that stuff that she's asking.
Hi, the marketing and communications director of APTA emailed me back today, and she says that the organizations do have a policy about that. That you should go. So yeah, I have that email from her. I talked to another one of the girls that I met up there. She's going to talk to me. Augusta Myers didn't call me back yet. they have that very issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you did a great job. I did not think you could do the point. I thought people communicate better. Go ahead, I'm sorry. That other thing. Whitney, sorry.
That's okay. It was exactly as I said. You have a policy. You have who records requests go to. You have the behind the scenes working on them. But they go through one person to get distributed. And if you have somebody that, like Kelly needs to explain to them, you have one person who sits in to, like a you or a Rosemary or a me or whatever, and a Kelly to sit with them.
They're not off the
clock. Yeah. And in some cases, it's the legal person. That's what she said. It's the attorney. But you could see the attorney costs going up for all those people.
Well,
I know. You
know?
And then they would be on the hot seat for the damn attorney costs.
Because we just have
10 hours of attorney time.
You said you know what percentage of your money has been allocated for our TV. We gave that to her today. Resolution. It's the county.
Because she doesn't understand.
It's not my meaning. It says it right here in the board text. Staff from Santa Fe County put the resolution together. Why is she calling me on that? She got the board text that was in there.
She said, you had a meeting. You're not available. You're not available.
But she wants me to help her. I'm not supposed to.
I know.
Maybe the resolution together. The county did. Tony, that's the number I have for him. That's the call. Say, the county is lost.
Yes, you're not available. Yes. You have to be resourceful. The layperson before this said that I would know how the RPA works with the RTD with us.
Yes, if you read it, what to say.
I know.
How can you not?
But that's...
There's a memo from Robert Riego. Santa Fe City. Where's our TV program here?
Suzette, I know that.
Santa Fe. Where does our TV in here?
But in some ways, I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here. But... RPA, RTD, did the presentation, how does that work? If she doesn't understand. But you don't have to respond. You don't have to respond, thanks.
Hey, Tony. Hi, good, how are you? New Mexico keeps calling me too. She wants your number. I'm not going to give her your number, and she wants the presentation, and I'm not going to. Okay. Hey, Tony.
Hey,
she wanted me to give her your presentation, so I'm not receiving her call. She's gonna put it in the article. That's why I don't want to call her because as long as the many hours we spent with Kira, look at all the crap that they wrote. Now, I'm tired of trying to help these people and they don't care what we want to present anyway. So welcome to my world. How do you like it? We calculated. I finally talked to Kelly, and we calculated the cents on the dollar, and it's 17 cents, Tony. It's 17 cents. So I can hardly wait. Entire operating budget, which and the operating budget is 5.2 or at 1.1. You divide that, it comes out 17 cents on the dollar. So I can hardly wait to respond to that tomorrow. Paying this, and I'll say the numbers that were reported in the journal were federal dollars only.
Well, I just want to know, I'm not in.
Go ahead. and it's Erica Phoenix, Mary Gable. North is the worst. North is the worst.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna leave it. gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would. And tomorrow I'm gonna listen. There's a bad voice of reason inside my head telling me that we're no good. But now I'm I'm gonna stop. No matter how bad I want to lose.